Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayamudiriye nashta preshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevya bhagavati utamish loke bhaktir bhavati naishtike om magana tamarindasya Gnagna shalakaya chakshur unmilitam yena tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya manobishtam stapitam yena bhutale Swayam rupa kadamayam dadadi swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Saidvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Korana Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhi Rindavanishwari Rishabandhu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpajubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavavebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adwaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Jai Guru Parampara Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aham Brahmasmi, I'm not this material body. Jivaras Rupahoya Krishnaya Nityadas. The eternal, but am the eternal servitor of Lord Sri Krishna. The beginning, the middle, and the end of Srimad Bhagavatam explains pure, unalloyed devotional service to Lord Sri Krishna. I say that because I remember reading in the Chaitanya Bhagavat that by saying that, you protect yourself from committing offenses against the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, let me see. Canto 6, Chapter 18, Text 50. No tishkas prishta salila. Sanyaya mukta murdhaja. Anarchita samyata vak na samvita bahishchare
Notistas prista salila. Sanyaya mukta murdhaja. Anarchita samyatavak. Na samrita bahishchayet. Notishta prishta salila. Sanyaya mukta murdhaja. Anarchita samyatavak. Na samvita bahishchayet. Na, not, uchista, after eating, asprishta salila, without washing, sandhyayam, in the evening, mukta murdhaja, with the hair loose, anarchita, without ornaments, asamyata vak, without being grave. Na, not. Achamvita. Without being covered. Bahi. Outside. Charet. Should go. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki. After eating, you should not go out to the street without having washed your mouth, hands, and feet. You should not go out in the evening or with your hair loose, nor should you go out unless you are properly decorated with ornaments. You should not leave the house unless you are very grave and are sufficiently covered. Everyone, please kindly repeat. After eating, you should not go out to the street without having washed your mouth, hands, and feet. You should not go out in the evening or with your hair loose. Nor should you go out unless you are properly decorated with ornaments. You should not leave the house unless you are very grave and are sufficiently covered. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Kashyapa Muni advised his wife not to go out onto the street unless she was well decorated and well dressed. He did not encourage the mini skirts that have now become fashionable. When I read that, I was thinking of some time back when Srila Prabhupada was physically present here. Of course, he is physically as well as spiritually present. But you understand that when he was present, he mentioned that these mini skirts, these women wear these mini skirts to advertise their vagina. See? So we know that materialistic people are very attached to fastidious dishes, you know, eating very fancy, elaborate dishes, and having sex life. And the woman, Karmi woman, she facilitates his desire to enjoy his tongue and genitals, like that. But when I say Karmi women, I was thinking of in terms of, there's a big difference between Karmi women and Vaishnavi women, Vaishnava women, like day and night. And I said to Srila Prabhupada once, I said, Srila Prabhupada, I understand The men in the movement have been criticizing their the women by saying they're less intelligent, their brain is half the size as the man, they're lustier, like that. I said to Srila Prabhupada, is that true? And Prabhupada said, you're chanting Hare Krishna, your wife is chanting Hare Krishna, where's the question of being less intelligent? See? So the women in our movement are also in the, I think, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada says, they're as good as their brothers because they're preaching Krishna consciousness. Like that. See? Preaching does not only mean distributing books, but making garlands, cooking, so many other activities for preaching. See? So they're as good as their brothers. And some are even better, you know, depending on the advancement, right? So, boy, my mouth is so dry. So I also, when I went to Mumbai once with my wife at the time, and I said, Srila Prabhupada, I understand that the husband is the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and representative of also the spiritual master. And the wife is a representative of her husband. Srila Prabhupada, should she do whatever I say? And Prabhupada said, and you should be so arrogant? Like that. So the husband should be like Lord Shiva. He should be advanced. He should not expect, you know, the wife to fall at his feet unless he sets a good example. Acharyamam Purusha Veda. One who has a bona fide spiritual master knows what is right and what is wrong, what is to be done, what is not to be done. So we have to be very careful in dealing with Vaishnavas. Anyone can take to Krishna consciousness. What is that? Mami Parta Vipastritya Yepi Shu Papayonia Striyo Vaishyas Tata Shudras Tepi Anti Paragatim. But he, what is that? One who takes shelter of me, though they be of lower birth, women, Vaishyas, merchants, as well as Shudras, workers, can approach the supreme destination. So everyone has the opportunity to take to Krishna consciousness and go back home, back to Godhead. Nate vidu swarta gati mi vishnum. The ultimate goal of life, the shreyas, is to go back home, back to Godhead. Generally, people do not know this, and by the grace of Srila Prabhupada ki, we're able to understand more or less what the goal is for everyone, you know. Once Prabhupada said a karmi is a third class rascal. And he said, I heard him say this, and he said, a gyani is a second class rascal. And he said, a yogi is a first class rascal. So he never said that about even a kanishtadaka or Vaishnava. So we want to advance from Kanishtha to Madhyam to Mahabhagwat. Here we're here for spiritual advancement. Right? So here, in Oriental civilization, when a woman goes out onto the street, she must be fully covered so that no man will recognize who she is. All these methods are to be accepted for purification. If one takes to Krishna consciousness, one is fully purified, and thus one remains always transcendental to the contamination of the material world. So when I was reading this narration, I was thinking of Kashyap Muni wants his wife to become a Pakka Vaishnavi. So he's giving her instructions. Unfortunately for her, previously she wanted to kill King Indra because Lord Vishnu helped him in killing Diti's two sons, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. So she was taking it out on Indra, and she even agreed to perform a yajna that Kashyapa Muni Pumsavana, and so she could kill Indra. He told her, "Yeah, you perform this 1 year, and you follow the Vedic injunctions, and you'll be able to have your desires fulfilled," like that. So she agreed and performed these austerities. Tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam shudyet. That one must perform austerities to achieve the divine life of loving devotional service to Lord Sri Krishna or Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like that. So we're also given instructions. Kashyapa Muni was giving instructions to his wife, Diti, to try to elevate her from her demoniac mentality. And Prabhupada said that in this age, the demon and the devotee are in the same body. Like that. So we have to get rid of the demoniac tendencies and develop love for Krishna. Like George Harrison said, all you need is love, Krishna. Is that right? All you need is love, Krishna. So that's what we want to love. Prabhupada mentions in this translation that generally people are envious, and he explained once, I heard him say that envy means everyone has a right to engage in pure devotional service to Lord Krishna, but you try to keep them from pure devotional service to Lord Krishna. That's envy. So the Sankirtan movement of preaching helps devotees become non-envious. It's distributing a book. You're opening the door to their spiritual life. And that helps us overcome envy. And kam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsara. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and envy. And lust, anger, greed, illusion, can be dovetailed somehow or other in the service of the Lord, Krishna, but envy cannot be, you see. So this envy, and Krishna also states, doesn't he, in the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, because you're never envious of me, O Arjuna, I'm speaking to you this most confidential knowledge, knowing which you shall be relieved from all the miseries. So we have to be very eager to help others, para dukkha dukkhi. What is that verse referring to India? It's a nice verse. Those who take bharata bhumi, haila manusha janma jara, janma sartika karikara para upakara. Those who take birth in the land of Bharatvarsha, India, should make their lives successful by doing para upakar, welfare activities to others. Jai Guru Parampara Ki Jai. Shishi Gornitai Ki Jai. Shishi Krishna Balaram Ki Jai. Shishi Radha Shama Sundar Lalita Vishaka Saki Devi Ski Jai. So also not only for people from India, but Lord Chaitanya states, I'm not sure whether it's in the Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita, I order everyone in the universe to accept this Krishna consciousness movement and give it to others. So every living entity is responsible for giving Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, when you help others advance, you advance, right? When we bring others down, we go down. So that's the motto of a Vaishnava. He wants to help others like that. And that's the goal of life, to do welfare activities in Krishna consciousness. There's Krishna, Prabhupada said, and there's Maya. There's only two things, Krishna and Maya. Krishna is service. You know, when one is Krishna conscious, one desires to serve Krishna favorably. And when one is in Maya or Maya consciousness, one wants to serve his sense gratification. See? So once someone asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, how can I tell I'm in Maya? And Prabhupada said that just like the sun, if the sun comes slightly tilts close to the earth, it becomes excessively hot. And if the sun tilts away from the earth, it becomes excessively cold. So Prabhupada said, the moment you forget Krishna, you're in Maya. Okay? So Prabhupada said, chant 16 rounds on the beads, 100 rounds off the beads. That means the mind, the tongue, should always be vibrating. So holy sounds, especially the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Someone said to Prabhupada, I'm in Maya. And Prabhupada said, when do you think you're not in Maya? Like that. So we don't want to be in Maya. We want to be in Krishna consciousness. And that's the purpose of life. What time is it? 8:30. So I'm not accustomed to giving class, and you have to forgive me. Someone asked me, and I thought that I would do it simply to have the opportunity, by the grace of the Vaishnavas, to just say a little something. So one devotee asked me to mention experiences that I've had with Srila Prabhupada. Is that okay? All right. So do you want to hear the biggest chastisement from Srila Prabhupada? So around 1971, I was in England, and Shyamasundar Prabhu was Prabhupada's secretary, GBC. And he said, Srila Prabhupada wants you to go to Africa, Kenya, Nairobi and Mombasa, and from there come to Vrindavan. So I agreed, you know, happily. And when we got to Bombay, they wouldn't let the authorities there at the airport wouldn't let Prabhupada go through, you know, because he was missing some paper, you know. We have to show them papers that we had shots like that. And they were keeping him, and they actually locked him up in the Bombay airport for about a week. My god brothers and god sisters were there. Everyone was trying to get Srila Prabhupada out of the airport. And they were running here and there. My god brothers and god sisters were running, trying to get Prabhupada out of the airport, because they were frantic, because they wanted to get him to the temple in Bombay. And I was sitting next to Srila Prabhupada, like both of you Prabhus, about almost the same distance. And I said, and I didn't know what to do. Everyone was running, and I just stood next to Prabhupada like this. This is my first excuse. It was 1971, my third year in the movement. Okay, I'm already trying to rationalize this chastisement, but it's no good excuse, actually. So I said to Prabhupada, is there anything I can do? And Prabhupada said, you speak nonsense. What can you do? Like that. Boy, that was I was shocked. I didn't know. My godbrother once said that if you ever get really chastised by your spiritual master, you'll feel like 10,000 volts of electricity go through your body. I felt at least that. And I didn't know what to do. All my godbrothers followed Prabhupada. You know, they had him in the airport. And I didn't know what to do. I left the airport. I was so scared. So I went to the temple. You know, like that. So that was one chastisement. And then we were also in Delhi once, and Prabhupada, there was a cigarette the night before. There was Sankirtan in the temple. There was some guests there. And there was a cigarette there, and I tried to get it out of Prabhupada's way. And I didn't tell you to do that. And I threw it down real quick. So whenever I see a cigarette on the floor, I just kick it. I don't touch it with my hand like that. I don't touch it. So that was a light chastisement. And when I joined the movement in 1968 in San Francisco, California, about two questions I asked Srila Prabhupada. I said, one comment was, I read your Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada, and it blew my mind like that. Because I went through the hippie scene, and that was their vernacular, their jargon, foolish language. And I said, I'm starting kind of late my spiritual life, Srila Prabhupada. I was older than most of the devotees in age. And he said, better late than never, like that. So, also in Vrindavan, here at Krishna Balaram Temple, Brahmananda Prabhu, fortunately or unfortunately, he left his body. And I went to an astrologer here in Vrindavan because I was in the Rahu period. And Rahu is a demoniac planet. Rahu, Ketu, Saturn, like Mars, I think, also. And The astrologer told me, suggests I wear a yantra around my neck, supposed to counteract the influence of the demoniac planets. So I had my chart and also done, and also I got paid for a yantra. And I came to the gate here, Krishna Balaram Mandir, and who should meet me but Brahmananda Prabhu. And he said, Vishaldas, what are you wearing around your neck? I said, well, Prabhu, he was a Maharaj at the time. So I said, Maharaj, I'm wearing a yantra because I'm having trouble with Rahu. You know, I'm in the Rahu period. And I thought it would be good so that I could become more Krishna conscious by wearing it. And he said, Prabhupada said, you don't have to add anything to this process. See? So that was my first light chastisement, and it was completely true. You know, sometimes devotees wear different things on their body to counteract things, but actually, when I finish, we'll come to this Siddhanta. And then I said, well, Maharaj, I'd like to speak with Srila Prabhupada. Excuse me, sorry. And, okay. So I went to speak with him, and he, you know, gave me his blessings and sanctioned it. And I said, Srila Prabhupada, I went to an astrologer, and he gave me this yantra to counteract the influence of the bad planets, you know. And he told me to dip it in the Yamuna, you know, have Artik, you know. And I thought that sounded Krishna conscious to me. And Prabhupada said, Sarvardharman parityaja mamekam sharanam raja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshi shimi masucha. He said that, and this is Sanskrit. He said, if you just surrender to Krishna, Krishna with a slight kick can annihilate 100,000 Rahu planets. See? Like Draupadi, right? Draupadi first, when Dushyasana tried to disrobe her, First, she tried to protect herself, but she couldn't. Krishna! Then the holy name, see? Krishna. And Krishna gave her unlimited sari to give her protection. So this is the protection we have in this age. I said to Prabhupada once, Srila Prabhupada, I understand you asked your spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, only one question in your whole lifetime. How can I serve you nicely? And I said, Srila Prabhupada, how can I serve you nicely? And Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I remember in San Francisco also that this hippie, Prabhupada was speaking, and this hippie came and said, I'm God, like that. And Prabhupada said, yeah, you're God. Are you superior God or inferior God? Like that, thank you. And Prabhupada enumerated this, you know, Parashara Muni, Vasudev's father. He enumerates the six opulences of Krishna: beauty, wealth, knowledge, strength, fame, and renunciation. So Prabhupada, I don't know the chronological order, but basically Prabhupada said that beauty, it said you're superior to some people in beauty, but you're also inferior to some people in beauty. And wealth, you're superior to some people in wealth, you're richer than some people, but also inferior to others in wealth. And he said, knowledge, you're superior to some people, persons in knowledge, you know, and also you're inferior to others in knowledge. And he said, you know, fame, you're more famous than some, superior, and you're inferior to others in fame. And renunciation, the same. And beauty, wealth, knowledge, strength, you're stronger than some people, persons, but you're also superior, but you're also inferior to others in strength. But when it comes to Krishna, everyone is inferior to him, and he's superior to everyone. Lord Sri Krishna ki, Gauranga, like that. So once, when I was in Africa with Prabhupada, he was coming out of a car, and I didn't know what to say. You know, all of a sudden he came out, getting out of a car, and I said, I'll do anything to please you, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, I'm always pleased. Like that. And I was trying to preach to the people in Africa, and I said to Shamsundar Prabhu, can I speak with Srila Prabhupada? I'm having trouble preaching here. And I'm not stopping. Yeah, go ahead. I've always loved Shamsundar. He was always very affable, amiable, very nice devotee, Vaishnava. And I said to Prabhupada, I'm having trouble preaching here, Srila Prabhupada. And he said, do the best you can, and Krishna will help you. Isn't that nice also? Do the best you can, and Krishna will help you. So that always stuck in my mind. So, are there any questions or comments right up to now? I think the class goes to what time? 9 o'clock? I don't know if I have enough words to express it. Except we all took birth mainly from demoniac families, like DT, you know, and. And Krishna, Srila Prabhupada has changed everything for us. Prabhupada once said, my devotees have three diseases. They like to fight, they have sex desire, and they like to change things. So we shouldn't change the scriptures or what Prabhupada has said. You know, we repeat what Prabhupada said once. My disciples say, Prabhupada said this, Prabhupada said that, and Prabhupada said, but Prabhupada didn't say. So we want to simply repeat what Krishna says, what the representative of Krishna says, like that. So, this watch I'm wearing, it's on the back of Easy Journey to Other Planets. It's a Seiko, and Diana Pon, our Japanese printing company, gave this to Srila Prabhupada as a gift. And I've been wearing it for over 40 years. And in Calcutta Temple, Prabhupada asked me, he said, Vishaldas, you need a watch? And I said, yes, Srila Prabhupada, something like that, you know. And he handed it to me, and I said, I hope I always have it. So it's broken down maybe half a dozen times, but I've gotten it fixed. Somehow or other, I found a watch repair person to fix it. So I feel very happy. Maha Maha, Srila Prabhupada. What else, if I can think of anything offhand? In front of Krishna Balaram Mandir, the cleaners were cleaning down in front of the temple. And God brothers and God sisters were there. And I was offering prayers to Srila Prabhupada. Father should always be offered prayers, and the spiritual master, naturally, is the father and the guru of everyone, spiritual master. So we think your goodness is met by us, by the will of providence, just accepting you as the captain of the ship, just suitable for crossing over this ocean of Kali, which deteriorates all the good qualities of the human being. Persons of your caliber are themselves places of pilgrimage, like that. And Prabhupada looked down, there was a puddle of water next to him. Do something practical. So I got another chastisement. And then I remember also when I came to Vrindavan with my wife at the time, and I was happy to be here. And Tejas Prabhu, who started the frontier in New Delhi, him and his wife Madhira, and I think he married again. He has a second wife now or something. And Prabhupada once said that your wife is more intelligent than you. You do whatever she says. You serve her, do whatever she asks. So he asked me, Tejas said, Vishaldas, will you come to Delhi and distribute books like that in the libraries or outside or bookstalls or wherever? I said, oh, come on, Tejas, don't bother me. I'm in Vrindavan. I don't want to go anywhere but here. And he told Srila Prabhupada, and minutes later, Prabhupada came in and said, Vaishnavas are not lazy. He said that. Prabhupada said that to me. Vaishnava, not that I'm a Vaishnava, but he said that. And so I ended up going to Delhi for a couple weeks, distributing books like that. So because Prabhupada wanted me to go, so they just didn't like my answer. Any questions or comments? Some questions, some comment. But I'm hard of hearing, so it'll have to be loud and clear for me to hear. Yes, Prabhu.
Prabhu, you mentioned that Prabhupada was not so satisfied with this yantra to counteract Rama. Do you know of any episodes where Prabhupada used it himself? You know, he used some Ayurveda when he was sick. And do you know of anything Prabhupada used anything in that connection?
I couldn't get to your question. I'm sorry, Prabhu.
So you mentioned that Prabhupada said you should not use yantras to counteracting bad habits.
Say that again. He said what now?
You shouldn't use yantras, etc., to counteract
bad habits. Oh, I see.
Rahu.
Yeah.
So do you know of any instances where Prabhupada used some of this himself? I know he used Ayurveda when he was sick, for instance.
Of course, we can't imitate the pure devotee, you see. Whatever Prabhupada did, and they say that one cannot understand the thoughts or actions of a pure devotee. So what Prabhupada has said, when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta was here in Vrindavan, he said, I'm not seen. He was criticizing the Brijbasis. He said, I've not seen a real Vaishnava. But we cannot say that. And if Srila Prabhupada criticizes his godbrothers and says that they're nonsense and that they haven't helped him at all, you know, we can repeat that, but we shouldn't be, you know, angry or trying to be revengeful or in any way. We can repeat what Prabhupada says, but in a nice way. We can't imitate the pure devotee, but we should follow his instructions. And one thing, and I moved from San Francisco to L.A., and two thoughts came in my mind. So I'll see, the first one left, but Tamal Krishna Maharaj, for a short time, His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj was temple president in New Dwarka, Los Angeles, and he said that, I just spoke with Srila Prabhupada, and he said we should finish up our Krishna consciousness in this lifetime, this very lifetime, not take another birth, you know. And if one is very sincere and serious, one can, and Krishna, and you need more years to your life to be fully Krishna conscious in this very lifetime, Krishna will add on more years to your life. So Prabhupada didn't want it. Then we read, well, if one doesn't achieve perfection in this life, one can take birth in a Brahmin family, right? Or a rich family like that. But when it mentioned that you could take birth in a Brahminical family and or a Vaishnava family and or rich family and still be puffed up. Oh, my father's very rich. Oh, my father's a Brahmin. And fall down again. So there's no guarantee. We should finish it up now. Is that all right? Amazing. Any other comments or questions?
Amazing.
Prabhupada is amazing. Yes, Prabhu.
Very nice class.
Oh.
I would like to hear that you said that you should not add or change anything for the spiritual master.
What did he say? I couldn't get that. What?
You said that we should not change.
Yeah.
Srila Prabhupada's words or the scriptures.
We should repeat what Prabhupada
said. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
But when they change the reader base, when he says changing, what can we do about that? They change the reader base. So they change what he said.
Well, you know, everyone has their ideas. Now, this may be true, but also, Prabhupada wanted, my understanding of that is that Prabhupada, when we preach to a more highly intellectual or scholarly, like professors and like that, it has to be written on a different level. The same truth, but not changing the import, the meaning, but just using the words in such a way where others will appreciate, because we're trying to help people become Krishna conscious, and we're preaching to different classes of individuals. So I'm not trying to rationalize this. Maybe what you say is true, but Prabhupada did say that my disciples, as I mentioned, have three diseases. They like to change things. So if they're changing the meaning of what Srila Prabhupada has stated, that's another thing. But if they're changing, you know, the wordage a little bit, what's wrong with that? So we should try to be Mahatma, Duratma, not Duratma. Mahatma means very broad-minded, and Duratma means cripple-minded. So we should try to understand the import, or go to the persons and speak to them and ask, what did you mean by that? Be honest and straightforward dealings. That's the Shastric injunction. We should be honest and straightforward. Is that right? Go ahead, if you have.
Yes. But they are also changing his books. Is that okay?
Well, if again, I'm saying, if you're not changing the meaning, because Guru, Prabhupada once said, Guru means Vaishnava Guru. And Vaishnava Guru means one who can teach you the meaning of Shastra. So if they change the wordage, but not the meaning, then it's the same with Prabhupada has said. You know, you can say something differently, but the meaning, you mean the same. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, right? And you may put it in a different way, but if you say Lord Shiva, who's the greatest devotee of Lord Krishna, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you're changing what Prabhupada has said. He is Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu, the greatest devotee. A devotee of Krishna is also a devotee of Lord Shiva. But Lord Shiva never states he's God. See? So that's a complete misconception. False. Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma are great demigods, but they're nowhere near as great as Krishna. See? The meaning. We have to get the meaning. Anyone else? Prabhu? I can't hear. We have to understand, Prabhupada said many times, just try to understand. He said, if you read something, you may have to read it again, and if you just still don't understand it, read it again. You still don't understand, read it again. So try to understand. That's very important, you know, to gain self-realization. We should... Did you want to say something? Okay.
I just wanted to mention that my husband and I live where the Bhaktivedanta archives is. And my husband went to the archives and studied Prabhupada's original manuscripts. And he actually did a comparison from the original manuscripts that Srila Prabhupada wrote to what is to the so-called changes. And if anybody wants to do that, they can see the same thing, that Prabhupada's books were actually changed to what he actually wrote. So it's, my husband said, it's much closer to what Prabhupada himself actually wrote, because of his original manuscripts. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people even don't know that, so this is important to understand this point.
Mm-hmm.
There may be a few words here and there, and if you, I mean, you can go, there's, you know, a website, you can study this.
Mm-hmm.
But many purports were moved around, or verses were moved around, one was omitted, and there were some serious mistakes, because the devotees in the early days, we didn't understand what Prabhupada was saying. We didn't understand his accent, and if somebody, also sometimes devotees in the early days, we didn't like what Prabhupada said. They may change themselves. So, mm-hmm. Yes, it's controversial, but I think it's important that we go back to, you know, what did Prabhupada really say? And what does he want from us? And he wants the, you know, the spiritual truths.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave those. He has his original manuscripts. And I think it's important for us to go back to those and make the studies ourselves so that we don't say,
Mm-hmm. Well, about that and errors, I remember the first three parts of First Canto. There were a lot of mistakes in that, and different. You know, you could sometimes you couldn't understand it. You know, and I was bewildered, and I was in San Francisco, and I called Karandar, he was the GBC in charge in L.A., and I said, Prabhu, there's so many mistakes in Prabhupada's Srimad Bhagavatam, and like that, and I don't understand, he's a pure devotee, and Karandar said that even if a pure devotee makes a so-called mistake, that the mistake enhances the mistake. So it's not really a mistake because the conditioned soul has four defects. You know, illusion, making mistakes, cheating propensity, and illusion. Right? So four defects. Imperfect senses, I'm sorry. So a Vaishnava is beyond. How many windows in the Empire State Building, Prabhupada? Someone asked Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, if Krishna wants me to know that, he'll tell me. So there's many ludicrous, foolish things we ask. But a devotee always gives the benefit of the doubt to a Vaishnava. It never is critical. Lord Chaitanya would not accept anyone who criticized Vaishnavas. And he said, better to glorify Vaishnavas than criticize them. He would never deliver those who would criticize devotees. So we should try to be open-minded and understand the meaning, the devotee's intentions, and try to investigate on straightforwardly instead of fearfully spreading false rumors. Because we are responsible for every action we take. And if we're criticizing unnecessarily a Vaishnava, how are we going to go back to home, back to Godhead? Right? Not possible. Lord Chaitanya said himself, he won't deliver anyone who's criticizing devotees. What is one of the 10 offenses? To blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the holy name of the Lord throughout the entire world. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.